Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers here coming at you with CJ McCarthy from, am I right, Boulder, Colorado?
You are absolutely correct.
Okay, I knew it was Colorado, but I thought, I think I remember a boulder, something to do with a rock or a pebble or something.
Hey, watch it there, buddy.
And CJ and I had the opportunity to meet, it's a couple months ago now, up in Tacoma, Washington, which is literally, I'm sitting just a stone's throw from where we stood and had that brief conversation in the parking lot. And CJ, your story, I was excited to meet you and hear you before I even got to Tacoma, because just reading a little brief, your background in social work, had no idea of your horrific physical journey that you'd gone through and experienced prior to me, Ken. So let's go back to that, just to level the playing field here, so people understand what brought you to Neekin, because I think it's common of about 99% of us.
That's probably true. I can just tell you that when I first heard about this, I was not exactly excited. So it's pretty amazing to be here all these years later and be very excited. I am a clinical social worker, as you said, by training. And right as I was finishing my master's degree, I got rear-ended. I just turned in my thesis, came back to Colorado to do initial job searches and find a place to live, and somebody hit me from behind. She's probably going 35 miles an hour, never hit her brakes, didn't see me, literally, even though my brake lights and turn signal were on, she didn't see me. And when I got to the ER, they said it was just a whiplash. Now, the only way I could describe that is that it must not have been their neck, because it didn't just feel like anything. It was pretty big. They said, ICIT, bed rest, 48 hours, you should be fine. A little over 2 years later, I was on 8 different medications. Two of those were for side effects of the medications. The side effects were misdiagnosed, and my liver was starting to shut down. And at that point, they diagnosed me with an autoimmune disorder they said was triggered by the accident, and they would just try to find a drug cocktail that my liver could tolerate, but that I would have to learn to live with all of this discomfort. And basically, Vance, have you ever had a situation where you had the flu and it felt hard to even have clothing touch your skin?
Oh, yeah. Or being burning 14% of your body as an 11-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
I can relate to that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I thought maybe you could. So that's how I felt for years. I felt like I had a bad case of the flu every day, and it went from kind of mild discomfort to agony for years. Luckily, I didn't believe what they said about the lifelong condition because it didn't make sense to me. Our bodies regenerate all the time. Cells regenerate all the time. Our bodies are meant to be healthy. Our minds are meant to be healthy when they're given the right tools and the right environment. So I didn't buy into that and just started doing complementary healing modalities, which there are many, many options here in Boulder, and just paying out of pocket to do that and got off all of the meds. Fast forward another 2 years. These colleagues of mine who were medical professionals called and said, do you want to try sleeping on magnets? And they were so excited, it felt like they'd had 100 doses of 10-4 before I even knew what it was. I was thinking, really ought to switch to decaf. You guys are way hyper. And they were just kind of spewing, magnets, oh my gosh, and it's so amazing. And I had no idea what they were talking about, but I was picturing those big U-shaped magnets, that play with.
Black with red on the tips with the lightning bolts coming out of them, those ones?
Exactly. So I'm picturing sleeping on top of those in my bed and putting them in my shoes.
And maybe hanging a couple off of your earlobes, or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. That would be interesting. And then I was picturing grocery carts following me around in parking lots and, I was not open.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked them if it was network marketing, which we now call collaborative entrepreneurship, and you could hear the hesitation in their voice. They went, well, yeah. And I said, so you're looking for people to do this as a business? And they went, oh, no, we just want to see if the products help you.
Hmm.
And my response was, well, I actually played with a network marketing company when I was in grad school, and I always thought if I found the right product and the right company and the right timing and the right philosophy, I would do it. And they went, oh, okay, yes, it is a business, and we are looking for business builders. It's very funny. They were very new in the business, bless them. But I tried the products, and for me, overnight, I was probably 80% better, sleeping on the sleep system, putting the insoles in my shoes, and I was absolutely stunned. because I was pretty sure this wasn't the company I was going to join because it sounded so ridiculous. But then I just was standing in my room when it was still dark out, feeling really good, trying to figure out what happened to my life, and thinking I was maybe still dreaming. And I went, oh, my gosh, I'm meant to walk through this door. And I did. So that's,
when you said you were 30 years old when you were experienced the car accident, and 2 years just literally, I think that's kind of what separates not the sheep from the goats, but those who really, really do want to be well, and those
yeah.
who have basically been overcome by this identity or the new normal, as it's been
yeah.
described to people, that the medical community will say, look, you're just going to have to get used to it, it's the new normal. And then the fighters that are in a lot of us say, you know, I'm just not going to do that. When you talk about that first night on the sleep system, how many years ago was this?
It was in 1997. So
okay.
How many
so
years
we're,
is it? 18 years?
Yeah, we're coming up on eight. I don't have that many fingers to count. But, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, 2015. And what's fascinating to me about that is where our technologies are today, in that we're still seeing the same response. However, and not to get too technical, but and I know this because in your realm of working as a social worker, it's constant research and studies, and you got to find out what's new. As I sat with two social workers yesterday, well, not social workers, one a speech therapist, and then actually, I guess they're both speech therapists, looking at doing some stuff with our youngest, who's four and a little bit delayed in the speech area. And we started talking about autism. And I grabbed my phone, and the one said, yeah, I just don't know what to make of all these rising autistic stats. And I showed him this article that just came out of MIT recently, and then projecting that 10 years from now, we're going to have one out of two kids. Instead of 1 out of 70, 1 out of 80-some, but it's going to be 50% of kids are going to be dealing with autism. And she said, yeah, I don't know if that's really true or if it's, and I'm just going, oh, wow, okay. When you look at where the technology is today and the impact that it had on your life, and being there, as you said, in Boulder, where there is a plethora of complementary, you know, whether it's essential oils, whether it's yoga, whether it's stretching. They exist in every town around the world, but again, as you said, in Boulder, there seems to be more of them. The earthing, the grounding, we're hearing all these different, these words, but from your experience, and I wanted to ask it this way, from your experience of what Nikan offered you, and then the what you see in the clinical world, is there a difference in the amount of electronic or negative EMFs that are bombarding our body, cell phones, power lines, Wi-Fi? Do you experience that, or is that something that I'm just thinking, or what some other people are saying, this is a big deal?
Well, I think if any of us just look around our homes right now and look at what the technologies are that are around us just in the last few years, we are meant to be living on the earth. And I don't know about you, Vance, but I don't want to go live in a cave off the grid just so I can get access to the magnetic field and elements of nature. But we are being so bombarded. You know, I'm now using a landline, which you and I were joking about. I wasn't even sure if I could turn it on because I only get telemarketing calls on this line now. It wasn't even plugged in. But, you know, I have my iPhone and my iPad and my laptop and Wi-Fi in the house and all of those things, and those are all human-made currents that affect our sensitive energy fields. And so if you think about kids being exposed to this and not even being in nature, when I was a kid, we'd just kind of go out the door and go play in the neighborhood, and we'd be back whenever we were supposed to be back. Now kids are sitting in their houses playing video games and doing things like that. So I actually talked to an occupational therapist who was really concerned about the electromagnetic fields in kids. She worked with kids specifically. And one of the things that she said that she's noticed is that in drawings that children are making now, many of the kids that she was seeing are drawing in two dimensions because they're used to interacting so much on just a screen versus
personal.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and let alone all the different kinds of things that can happen to their sensitive developing brains. I think if anybody on the call actually thought about sitting in front of a computer for a couple hours and just working without our products, they might realize the effects of those fields coming off of the computer and how draining that is. Same thing driving behind the wheel of a car with all the energy coming off of the car engine. So we have technologies that bring nature into our high-tech worlds and really help our bodies calm down. I don't believe that these products cured the condition that I have. I don't have it anymore. But what they did was put my body in an environment where it could do its magical work, and one of the major ways that we do that is in sleep. And when I thought about how that was going to apply to the kids in my program, I had just gotten a $100,000 grant to work with kids who would otherwise be in high-level placements through juvenile justice, mental health, or child protection. And they were coming back into the communities, and we were putting services in their homes instead of having them locked up. And these kids either slept too much and could never wake up in the morning, or were just wired for sound and couldn't sleep. Same thing during the day. Many of them had trauma history, so their bodies were hyper-aroused, and if you can get people to calm down and down-regulate, then from an emotional state, they can actually start to process some of those things and not act like they're under fight and flight right at that moment. So I got very excited about putting these products on those kids and then realized I couldn't because it would be a conflict of interest. So 6 months after I started NECAN and started this grant, I wrote another $150,000 grant for the next year's funding and left, because I didn't want to be in that kind of conflict anymore. So I don't actually work directly in the mental health field now. I call myself an entrepreneurial social worker. And when I find people who have those kinds of challenges, and if they're kids especially, I get very excited because I know that they're likely going to have a really good benefit. And that certainly has consistently been true.
Well, you know, that's one of the things when you and I first met, when I heard you speak, I immediately thought of, you used those words, conflict of interest, of what my wife is dealing with and working with, the spectrum, and I don't use that word lightly, that the contrast, the sheer contrast of young people today, that, and I'm not going to say they're being misdiagnosed, but all of a sudden they have one attribute of one characteristic of a young person that's got autism, and all of a sudden they're thrown in there, and an IEP is written. And so all the different funding comes to the school, and then they need a special aid. And I'm going, wait a second, what is it that they ate for breakfast? What is it the home life is like? And one of her kids, the home life is so radically messed up that I'm going, wow, this environment does matter. And what kills me is they live at the other end of our road. And I know, and I literally keep praying and saying, God, allow us somehow to get connected outside of the school so it's not a conflict of interest. Because I look at this young lady who the brain's not developing, but I'm going, well, when you're around an influx of nicotine from sun up to sundown by both adults in the home, and then all the other factors of, I know what she's eating, and then as you keep using that same word, the environment. The environment
Absolutely.
Does matter. And it matters to adults.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not, being exposed to it, where do you see, I should have asked you this if you'd seen that article that came out of MIT. And it's a very short article that talks about this researcher is blaming directly on Monsanto. And if I'm pronouncing that wrong, or if you people pronounce it differently, it's the company that makes Roundup Ready seeds, and it's infiltrated our entire food supply unless it's certified organic. That's what we're eating, and we're consuming all kinds of fruits and vegetables that are just loaded with chemicals. And they're blaming it all on that, and saying, look at the statistics in the 70s, look where we're at today, and we weren't spraying our fields with Roundup back then. But not to get into the whole nutritional angle of it, because it's a huge, huge aspect of what we have with NECAN. Looking again at the environment, sleep, water, air, and then finishing off with nutrition and then daytime energy. What are some of the experiences that you've seen, as you said, an entrepreneurial social worker, and have you been able to integrate and seen some fun things happen with either young people or adults? and changing that environment, the sleep, water, and the air.
Mm. Well, those are all huge issues. And if you think about even people who are really healthy, if they get better sleep, quality water, and better air to breathe, they're going to feel better. They may not notice it as much because they're starting from a better level. But if they go away from their wellness home for a little while, they might notice that they're not quite as crisp when they wake up. I get really excited being able to introduce these products to all kinds of people. If they have a mental health challenge, you know, just bringing in the sleep piece, I think, is one of the major ones. If we can sleep and hydrate, those two in particular, that's huge. And it's not just Monsanto and pesticides, but also GMOs and pharmaceuticals and all different kinds of things that are now invading our world that many people aren't even thinking about, eating processed foods. We have a solution that can help our bodies fight off some of those things. Again, it's not about curing or treating anything, and it doesn't change the overall influx of the kinds of things that we're being bombarded with. But I can tell you about a little guy who I met a couple years ago who was being treated at a hospital in an outpatient setting, a children's hospital in Denver, in an outpatient setting from their psych department. And he was being seen several times a week, 2 or 3 hours a day, with this intensive treatment that was costing his family thousands of dollars. And their solution was to put him on more and more meds because he looked like a kid who was maybe on the spectrum, they didn't know, maybe severe attention deficit disorder. But you know what? Kids have some of the same symptoms for many different challenges. And it turns out when I met this kid, because I just said to his mother, I don't know what this is going to do for him, but I know what it could do for him, and I would love to have the opportunity to share this with you and with him. And when I was giving him the demo, this kid who was so wired for sound, I just said to him, and his two sisters were there and his mom and his stepdad, I said, who in this family has any stress? And he raised his hand and came running up to me and said, I'm stressed. And I went, wow, okay, how come? He's like, I don't know. And then every question I asked him, he couldn't sleep, he always felt like his body was plugged into the socket. Okay, so as I give him the demonstration and actually gave him a rollout, he fell asleep, giving him the demonstration laying on the mattress pad. He fell asleep, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. His parents were completely blown away because this kid didn't sleep. They ended up getting a sleep system for him, a necklace and some insoles, and within, I think, a month, he was off all of his medications.
Now,
It turns out this kid had some issues internally, but he was off of his meds rather than the mental health professionals that were working with him wanted to give him more meds to continue to try to chase these symptoms. Turns out he was actually being abused by his biological father, and nobody knew that. So his wired for sound part was partly about the fact that in his environment interpersonally, he was being abused. And you know, since then, that's been identified and taken care of, and his dad's in jail and all of that. But I think it speaks to the fact that we don't necessarily know what's going on with somebody when they have various challenges, if they're having issues with sleep or their back or whatever. But with us, it doesn't matter because all we're doing is integrating elements of nature through air, water, and sleep that allow our bodies to do the work that they're meant to do. So people talk about our products being miraculous. They are insofar as they actually support the miracle of our bodies working better. And that's emotionally, physically, I think even spiritually, they have that kind of impact.
Well, and you mentioned at the very beginning of our conversation that you don't want to go become a hermit and live in a cave.
Right.
And that concept, we see people doing that, getting back to nature, camping more, getting away from the toxic environment of a big city or, you know, all the other elements that are out there. But not everybody wants to do that, or can they do that? I see people all the time in our area, in the National Scenic Area of the Columbia River Gorge, and they're hiking barefoot. And I'm going, are you crazy? Yeah, are you absolutely nuts? And I understand why they're doing it. They want to get the natural elements of the earth into their body. Mm-hmm. But some of these trails are extremely rugged. And you know, as a firefighter for 5.5 years, going on trail calls and going, you know, just a little common sense would have helped. Oh, but I've heard, you know, I'm sitting there looking at these patients and then looking at my colleagues who are looking at them like they're absolutely nuts, and I'm going, you know, a pair of magnetic insoles in your shoes, but you got to put the shoes on first.
Absolutely. Take the earth with you.
Yeah, exactly. Take it with the simple technologies that Nikan has brought to the table that we can integrate right on in. For the respect of everybody's time, because I know there's several of us that are going to Human Being More this weekend. I'm getting ready to walk out the door right now to do that, take that in. When you look back and you look to the future, because I know we're not even scratching the surface, and you already suggested or mentioned the word collaborative entrepreneurship, the Nikan branding of network marketing. When you look at that, where do you see the future going? I mean, I know where we're at statistically, and I quoted that stat of estimating in 2025 that 10 years from now that with autism, could we make a difference in that by introducing Nikan to people?
I think we absolutely could, and the way to do that is to be focused on the collaborative entrepreneurship part, not just sharing the products, but really, for me as a mental health professional and all of the helping professionals who come into Nikan, a lot of times we're more focused on helping people than we are in receiving as well. And for me, I was quite anxious about the money. I didn't even know I was anxious about it until it became quite apparent when I wasn't moving forward in my business initially. theoretically, it sounded good, but I had no idea that I had an issue with that. And I think if we can just deal with that issue and get that we can help people even more if we have a bigger network and we're able to step boldly into who we really are and know the power of Nikan and get in alignment with that energy and really just go for it, we're going to be sharing this with a lot more people. And it's not just going to be about sharing it with people who are hurting, but sharing it with people who have a maybe some discomfort in their wallet as well and really want to be able to do well while doing good. And that's a huge possibility with Nikan, and that's what I'm manifesting. And I know you're doing a lot of that too, Vance. To align those two things is going to allow us to have a much bigger impact. So when people start to say, well, my kids got this, he started in school and they think that he might have some issues and they're going to do an evaluation, and I know you do Nikan and I've been thinking about it for a while, so can we buy a sleep system from you to see if that helps instead? That's what I'm looking to see.
Yeah, or the gentleman, old college roommate of mine, who, while we've been on the phone, texted me and asked if the new Flex will crack like the old one. And and he said, don't call me back, just text me. And I'm trying to have this conversation with you and read this text and figure out why it's dinging in my ear. and I'm going, yes, this is what I've been trying to tell you for years. For 3 years we've had this new one. It's so much better than what we had. I kind of equate it to the concept of collaborative entrepreneurship versus network marketing, or the Nikan of 40 years ago with a pair of mag steps and the M-strides that we have today. It's the old-fashioned real mower with the no engine on the, no motor, and it only cuts the grass as you're propelling and as you're pushing it.
Sweet.
That compared to the lawnmowers we have today, people say, oh, there's a huge difference. Well, there is.
Of course.
And that's what Nikan has done, not only in the products and the solutions we have, but also in the business opportunity and that concept of quality enrollment and being able to show people that right from the beginning. Once they've had, like all of us, I want to say it's 99% of us, if maybe not even close to 100% of us, we get introduced to Nikan because of an experience with somebody. And I love your experience and your story of being able to question the people who introduced you. Is this network marketing? And, well, yeah, but, well, what do you know about it? And that's exactly what we should be able to stand up and say, hey, this is so much more than just putting a Band-Aid on it or introducing to somebody to a new type of storage, container that's going to greatly impact their food, or with a candle that's going to make their house smell better, or some makeup that's going to make them look prettier, and you two could be driving a pink Cadillac. And I'm not making light of that or fun of it. It's just the simple fact that we have something that is a real game changer and has been for millions of people. So, CJ, thank you for your time on this wonderful Saturday morning. Thank you for setting an example. And I know that you've raised a lot of issues with people going, wait a second, I thought my neighbor's child was recently diagnosed with this, and maybe this, your story, could help them. So I want to remind everybody, that this conversation has been recorded, and SaturdayAMLive.com. That's simply SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And within a few hours or a day or so, it'll be posted there. Just look for the name C.J. McCarthy, and it'll be in red, and you can click on that, and it'll start playing back. So, again, C.J., thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you in a few, couple weeks now. What are we at, 47 days or so before Orlando?
TikTok.
Yes. Along with literally hundreds and hundreds of other people from around the world. And I've heard rumors that there's going to be more people from other countries there than there are us gringos here from North America.
Well, let's get on that one. There's still tickets available, so everybody who's not coming, come and bring somebody.
Exactly. Oh, thank you again, CK. I appreciate it greatly. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Vance. You too. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.